Would you have ever have any different names for that? And I've heard a few people
call them trussel.
Uh-huh.
Well, usually what they call a trussel is where train something go over water.
They have. I've heard a few people talk about viaducts.
Mm-hmm. It's where you go under, you know, it's one down there close to where you got on 95, where you go under some railroad tracks, you know, where the street go under the, mm-hmm. under the road, under the track, or like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that one down that way, you don't want to let the rain catch you down there, because there's been a lot of guys losing their car down there. You know, the thing fills up with water. They just about got it straight now, I think. But over the years, it's caught a lot of cars in it.
What kinds of ways would you park a car?
You have angle parking.
Mm-hmm.
You have, your regular parking to your sides and what else? I think that's about all. Angle and straight parking be about your only deal.
What would you call one of those things that firemen hook a hose up to put out a fire?
Nozzle.
And there's kind of a thing that firemen use that sits on the sidewalk that you don't want to park near.
Oh, yeah.
What would you call that?
Fire plug.
How would you park if you were at a shopping center?
Well, it's according, you park according to the way they have it marked off out there. See, some of them have them set different, but what I'd go in according to which way they had the lines. If I go in the arrow's point, I wouldn't go against the arrow to park. See.
Uh-huh. Do you have tall buildings that people live in?
Mm-hmm.
Here, what would you call those?
They call them high rise.
And if it were maybe an office building, a bank building or something, pretty tall, what would you call that?
They would say is like Atlantic National Bank Building or Independent Life Insurance Building. In my case, I don't know, you know, no different. They just call it building over high.
Would you call all of these large office buildings any name that just, you know, really big buildings that go way up? Would you say they were?
Not that I know of.
What kinds of passageways would you have between buildings in the city and behind buildings and things like that?
Well, you have kind of an easement back of them, like for certain garbage trucks or something to go through, a fireman to get through and everything. They have a space between them.
Mm-hmm. And a kind of small place, maybe too narrow for a car sometimes.
Uh-huh. Alley?
Yeah. Excellent. What would you call an area in the city where the buildings have been torn down and they haven't been replaced? Maybe it might have broken glass and paper laying around.
They usually call it slum area deal.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, when they're torn down like that, they just call them slum areas or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What might you call maybe one area where just a square kind of, and maybe a building's been torn down and. It might just be gravel there, and what would you call it?
Just call it a vacant lot. Vacant lot. Most of the time, it's just by one lot or something. They call it a vacant lot. In my case, it would be.
Where might you get a drink of water in a public building?